Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center's blogcast series. Today's episode is titled, Become What You Behold, written and read by Kate Fowler. We walk amidst the shadows and call them life. We're so accustomed to the dimness of this world that light is too abrasive. It burns rather than warms, offends rather than illuminates. We stumble around in the fog, thinking we are dancing. It's like looking in the mirror and confusing the reflection with the person. Many things prevent us from truly seeing ourselves, from knowing who we are, from where we've come, and where we are going. We've convinced ourselves that we are comfortable. Comfortable is our best friend. It doesn't demand much of us, doesn't pry, doesn't ask us to change. It leaves us quite alone, minds its own business. Comfortable, a makeshift refuge amidst the vast discomfort of the world we face each day. Comfortable, the often elusive goal of our lives. Comfortable, a concession to a fate that is not our true end. Peter, James, and John were comfortable in their lives before a rabbi from Nazareth invited them to drop everything and follow him. Their lives were not inherently sinful. Their occupations were worthy. Life seemed good. These men were comfortable until they met the Christ who called them to something more. While the high calling Christ invited these men into was glimpsed throughout Jesus' entire ministry, it is most fully revealed on earth in an apocalyptic way in the transfiguration of Christ. As the gospel tells us, soon after Peter's profession of Jesus as the Messiah, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to the top of Mount Tabor. Once there, Jesus is transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Mark chapter 9, verses 3 through 4. His apostles are terrified. They have seen something almost greater than they could physically behold. Next, they hear the words of God the Father. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Mark chapter 9, verse 7. They have been confronted by light, the eternal light of God himself, and are roused out of any makeshift comfort they had created for themselves. The apostles were uncomfortable, puzzled, amazed. What does the transfiguration tell us? First, that this luminous state is our destiny. As baptized Christians, we are called to be fully transfigured into Christ himself, shedding anything in our being that does not reflect his light and love. This capacity is already within us, though we diminish it with sin. Second, the transfiguration shows us that comfortable is not enough. It is neither the goal of the Christian life nor what we were made for. The transfiguration instead shows us that we were made for greatness and excellence, even amidst the discomfort of our world. We were never made to settle, just as we were never made for the fog, darkness, or failure many people accept as daily life. Instead, Christ invites us to love. The transfiguration is a testament to this love, for this transfigured destiny is only made possible because of his sacrifice of love on the cross. The transfiguration is pure gift and mercy, and we can begin to be transfigured now, today. To be transfigured, we are called to imitate Christ's love. This is an uncomfortable love that demands all of who we are. It is love that evaporates our egotism, that hurts, that pushes us out of ourselves and into the lives and well-being of others. Love that we have to practice and will fail at again and again. Love that is and will be crucified. But love that is worth it. Love that reminds us who we are and why we're here. Love that takes us from the shadows and actually calls us to dance. love that breaks through the fog and never diminishes, love that is the true light, love that transfigures. As today's reflection from Magnificat says, the Savior begs, become what you behold.